what is sleeping? Sleeping is an experience, yes. But at the same time, it's more than that. Because we learn that we are not this machine. This machine is working and we are not here. When I'm sleeping, I'm not in this. Oh, I'm flying. And I know the mountains that I'm flying. And I know even where I will crash. Repeatedly, I have these dreams. What is this? Ah, then, right at the beginning, we explained that even forget about the dream. Let's talk about the imagination. What's your imagination? Why? There are times that you sit down like this for hours because they are showing you a movie. What's happening? Oh, they're playing with your imagination. And you go with it. This is a part of human life. This is the main part of the human life. And even let go of that. Let's talk about non-existence. Ha ha. Non-existence doesn't exist for animals. But for us, it does, doesn't it? For all of us, we know what we don't have, what is missing, what was here, what was better to be here to make some function. A lot of that. These are the stuff that you read in the second paragraph of book one. Remember? When the king saw that, the exceptional situation, nothing is working, he took off his shoe, went to the mosque, cried down, and slept. And in a dream, he was told this kind of stuff. And Rumi explained to you that, what is your pride? What is your, if you're proud of, what is your pride? Imagination that the other people, they appreciate what I'm doing there. This is how it is. This is what your life is all about. And here in this book, we are talking about the last part, because we have to be ready for that, to go to the real last lesson. That is non-existence of this ego. We talked about this. What was the subject? After finishing the four birds, those logical stuff, put them aside, then he started to say, look around you. Everything is not the way you see it. First of all, you believe in cause and effect, right? You're silly. Because that's the rule, yes, but what about the exception? Exception is that something will be given to you without you being prepared for it or deserve it or blah blah. You're just given that. Why? The sky is high. This is it. We are given some chances that we don't know why. Did any one of you ask Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart that, how did you become this genius? He will laugh at you. Nobody could explain it why, but we know it happens. And it happens to the people, they try to convince us that you could try for it. You know why? because it's not the matter of arriving where they are. It's a matter of getting better. And you, for getting better, you should forget this. You should change, right? What is the change? Change is the stuff that is the routine and essence of existence. Do you remember all that philosophy? That the essence of the universe is what? Is the change. And the essence of the change is the creator himself. That's the philosophy of Mullah Sadra. So, Rumi started to talk about it, and he said, oh, let me tell you something else, because you look at something and you think that that happened like that. You don't know that. No, there is something else that provoked this fellow to do this, that stuff happened. It's a chain of stuff. It's not one cause, one effect. And so on in his time. There was not information about the feedback to talk about it again. But he's telling you that your logic is nonsense about this subject I'm talking about. Let me tell you the story. God wanted to make you, okay? And he sent all the angels to bring the earth. They didn't succeed. Israel did. Then what? Then God told him, ah, good. So you give them the life, you take it away. Oh, my God, please. They will hate me. Oh, they're silly ones. They don't know. Explain to you that. They think that you had an accident. You were sick because they think cause and effect. They think of like that. They don't get it. He said, okay, what about those exceptional fellows? There are these fellows that they know. He said, oh, those fellows, they look at you and they smile because they know that I told you to do it. Means what? Means you do the bad stuff, you kill them, and you're not guilty. Because I told you. Because this is the rule of this existence. You have to kill them. Why? The last paragraph we talked about last time was about this, remember? That there are some silly people, they think that, ah, if there was no death, what a good life it would have been. Is it? Is it? Any of you imagine to be a very happy one when you are 500 years? Yes, look at the old people, because this change comes daily. You cannot stay this. Oh, you forgot the rule. The rule is the change. So you should change. Change to what? Ha! At the beginning, you're nothing. So you change to be something. Then when you are something, you change to nothing. This is how it works. Because you will give the place to the next one. You forget that. Okay, if everybody lives forever, is there any need to have the children? No. Just imagine a society with 500 year old people not walking around, laying around. What is that? But when you think about death, you don't think like this. Why? Why? Because you are just an animal. An animal, the first rule in the brain of the animal is survive. No matter what, try not to die. This is the animal. We are proud of the people who will die for something they believe in. but they love. This is the difference between humanity and the animal. So you have to learn to change this. Last paragraph, he was talking about answering to a guy who said, I wish there was no death. Now today, listen to some explanation to that. And please listen carefully. Forget the stories. There is no story. It's a long, long paragraph. Means no story. He is talking about the subject now. He is explaining something. The title, first of all, is not readable for me. It's Arabic. Means what? Means he wants to make a title, and he wants to make the title difficult for them to think about it and try to translate the words and this and that and that. Because you should do the same to the paragraph. You should go from using this word, using that, that word. Why is it doing this and that to get to the depth of this? Okay. Who is the guilty party today? Yes.
Peter.
It could repeat.
Carry on. Concerning what may be hoped for from the mercy of God Most High, who bestows his favor before they have been deserved, and he it is who sends down the rain after they have despaired. And many an estrangement produces intimacy, and there is many a blessed sin, and many a happiness that comes in a case where penalties are expected, in order that it may be known that God changes their evil deeds to good.
Did you listen? And this was the translation of a very poetic Arabic sentence. Yes.
In the traditions, it is related that on the day of resurrection, every single body will be commanded to arise.
The blast. What? Because before here, Rumi did that. Special stuff, and he said, when we talk about that special day, it's now. We don't forget that, right? Now, he's explaining what will happen in that day. And the holy story is that everybody will become alive, and the life will find your body, and will go there. Therefore, you are you. Means what? Physically imagine it's impossible. And the explanation is really silly. Because if you question it, you will have silly answers. I will question it. Okay, somebody is dead. Now everybody is standing up. Even this fellow. Is he in the physical state that he died, or is he in the physical state that he was born? Which one? If he was that old stuff, he cannot stand up. If he is silly, what will happen? Unquestioned and questions. Here, Rumi says, forget all those. Let me explain to you. First of all, that life will find this body because this and this and this. You will hear one page of explanation now for what will happen over there physically. That silly stuff that you cannot even imagine. But he will explain it to you. Why? Because that's what it is. You standing up and being responsible. You are responsible for whom? For what you was, what you were, what you have been, or what you are. When it is this moment, it's what you are. But who are you?